Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. This is the FEI edition of Radio Entrepreneurs, Financial Executives International, a full partner with Radio Entrepreneurs, FEI, New England, the largest FEI chapter in the United States, I'm glad to say. And if we're talking FEI, we're talking about my bodyguard and my co-host, Evan Macedo, FEI member, and also Sapers & Wallach CFO. Welcome.
Thank you, Jeffrey. It's a pleasure to be here as always. I know we've been lining up some great guests for FEI and just in Boston in general. So I'm very happy that we can keep interviewing great guests every week. And speaking about wonderful guests, usually you do the introductions, but I'm going to introduce this one. We have Priya Chanduraj. She is from Schneider Electric, Finance Change Management Lead, and also an FEI. Welcome, Priya.
Thank you. Thank you, Evan. And I'm glad to be here and really thanks for the opportunity for being part of the show.
You know, Priya, you know, CFOs have been some of the busiest people during this time of economic change. Not only were they busy before, always watching the ship and trying to guide it to its strategy, but now with the PPP and furloughs and layoffs and restructurings and recruiting for restructurings, you know, people have just been so busy. So I'm just wondering what your life has been like as a CFO.
Actually, my current role is more on the finance transformation. So all the more critical from a change management, because there is so many changes all happening at the same time and a lot of different challenges that people are dealing with in our organization. So I definitely support multiple CFOs in this role. But really, in terms of all these changes, I think it's critical for them to embrace the change because it's going to stay here for a while now. And the new ways of working is going to be a lot more critical. And to me, I think it comes down to how do you manage your people, because they are going to be a key factor for success.
That's great. And Priya, I know part of FEI, you are the diversity and inclusion champion. Is that correct?
That's right.
That's great. Can you tell us a little bit about what that role is and maybe what your vision is for this upcoming year?
Absolutely. So if you know FEI from before, there was always a diversity and inclusion champion or a committee, to be clear. And now what we are doing is slightly different. So what we are doing is really creating a champion, which means that we work with all of the various committees that we have. And it really helps to embrace diversity and really create a culture that is more inclusive. Especially now with everything that's going on, you can imagine that it is so critical for us to think about a diversity. And more so, I think we think about diversity from a talent diversity to make sure the organization reflects what's in the professional pool of diversity we have in the Boston area.
That's great. Sounds like a really important job to have, especially with everything going on in our market. Yes, Jeff?
Very different from your training. Was it something that came naturally for you? Did you step up or did someone point you out in a crowd and say, this is a good thing for you? How did this whole thing evolve for you?
So, I mean, as you can imagine, I think I represent diversity myself. I'm originally from India, moved here. I'm a woman and working on multiple roles, very challenging roles, I must say. So having said that, I did step up to the plate. I wanted to do this role because I really truly believe that if you want to look at a talent diversity and also companies that do very well, the key factor for them is really embracing diversity, using it as a tool to advance, which really drives innovation. And I personally believe in that. And I thought this would be a good way to kind of make it a more incorporated into what FEI does today.
You know, a lot of people, when they're thinking of diversity, they think about, oh, I have to change. We have to try to recruit different types of people that we haven't been recruiting in the past. But I think it goes deeper than that. I wanted to ask you about that. I think it goes back down to pre determinations of what success looks like in a person. And you have to go deeper in a person to really redefine what they're looking for and how they look for it, because they tend to try to fit people into a mold and the mold is not correct. Did I articulate that right?
Absolutely. And that's why I say talent diversity, Jeff, because for me, I think if you really want to look at what makes people drive innovation, what makes it different, it's, you know, their backgrounds. That doesn't mean that they have to be women or men or age or a skill set, but I think it's overall their upbringing, right? They may come from different diversities, different countries. And I think embracing that really helps us to see different viewpoints. Really, it's about different perspectives that people bring to the table. And where we want to create a platform that enables different cultures, enables different backgrounds, and respects them primarily, right? And that's what we want to bring here. And to me, that's diversity. So diversity doesn't come with just where you come from. It is, you know, allowing people to make them feel included, you know, creating a culture that enables them to be there and feel that they are part of creating an innovation a platform. No, and that's what we want to do.
I think a key to one of the things you're saying, and I think most people try to simplify, is that you mentioned the word respect. And I think if you start with a basis of respect, you're more interested in like opening up and learning from other cultures. Evan, do you have any thoughts on any of these topics?
Yeah, absolutely, Jeff. Priya, you just said one thing that resonated with me on, you want to create a culture that really makes people feel a part of it. I know that you're working really hard to plan different events to get people of diverse backgrounds in. How are you strategizing, you know, the creation of these events so you really can get that diverse background of members that you're really trying to grow FEI with?
Evan. So currently, I think we've kind of looked at, we've had a strategic meeting earlier in November. And then as a goal, we had two key initiatives we wanted to bring. One is high performance, high talent, future emerging leaders, right? We want to make sure we have an area for them where they can feel that they're respected, they are trusted, they actually have an area to kind of and a virtue where they can feel that they belong, right? And then we also said we wanted to have more female, like women population as part of our membership pool, which is also something that we're working on. That doesn't mean that we're not working on other areas, but we just felt like these were the key areas that we wanted to initially start moving the needle so we can kind of measure them. And I think because of these two initiatives, we've started a virtual event. We call it Wine and Chat. I mean, we could have called it cocktails or anything, but we just decided to call it Wine and Chat. And we said on a monthly basis, we'll just have like all the female women in our membership pool to attend this event. And truthfully, we've gotten a lot of good feedback from this. And because it was so popular, we extended this to everyone in our membership pool, and we call it Wine and Chat series. And we base it specifically on certain topics, like whether it's reopening or crisis management or just for fun or for gamers or a way for us to connect with people. Because I think it's all about connection. It's for people to feel that they are included. It doesn't matter where they come from. I think that's what we want to create a culture here.
That's very good. I didn't realize that my Wednesday night phone calls with my daughter were Wine and Chats. now I realize I'm just sort of fitting into a model. Priya, before you go, we have to ask you, can you tell us a little bit about Schneider Electric?
Schneider Electric is actually some of the things that I work for as an organization. We do energy management, so we don't generate energy, but we really help you efficiently use energy in a sustainable manner. One of the key things that I love about where I work is diversity. Right, we do what we that's where my passion kind of, you know, came from, is we really embrace diversity and we celebrate it as an organization. And that really helps me to bring some of the learnings that I have as our organization into the FEI network and our Boston chapter.
That's great. Priya, if somebody were looking for you at Schneider Electric or at FEI, how would they find you?
I would say if people want to know more about FEI, first of all, I think it's the feiboston.org website. That's the best way to reach us. And if you want to send us an email, you can use info@feiboston.org, and we'll definitely get in touch with you.
That's great. And we hope we don't have any other FEI guests this year, and Evan just brings you back every time. Evan, if someone's looking for you at Sapers and Wallach, how would they do that?
I would say that you can reach anybody from our team just by going to our website. It's www.sapers-wallach.com, or you could also email us at info@sapers-wallach.com.
Well, and you can always find me at Mage LLC or at jdavis@mageusa.com. And Priya was nice enough to come on the show after she attended one of my seminars last month. That was very nice of her. Evan actually had one of my interactive cases last Friday. So you both showed up. I appreciate it. And I wish you both continued success in the future. Reminding everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs.